The following podcast is a production of Verstandig Media. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Verstandig Media, its advertisers, employees, or affiliates. We're joined by Dr. Michael Syme from WellSpan Health. How are you, Doctor?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Syme is the Senior Vice President and Chief Quality Officer for WellSpan Health, and we're going to be talking today about COVID-19. Now, I know that everyone is COVID-weary and has COVID fatigue, and they're certainly tired of hearing about it. Doctor, won't you take us through right now what we are hearing on the news? Get the layman's terms, if you would, as what's going on with COVID right now. Where are we?
So COVID is as bad as it's ever been in South Central Pennsylvania. So we actually surpassed the number of hospitalized patients we had last year. So we're caring for a larger number of COVID patients than we did at the end of 2020. We're still seeing those numbers going up. We're really seeing a lot of people that are unvaccinated requiring hospital-based care. We're seeing that in our intensive care units. We're seeing that in general medical care units, as well as our emergency departments. We're seeing patient care visits in our outpatient setting and urgent care is definitely going up. The numbers I'm talking about are people who are actually really sick and require hospitalization. So they're needing oxygen, even ventilator support. That's the people who we're actually caring for in our hospitals.
Right.
So, you know, I'd say 45% of all of the hospitalizations at WellSpan are COVID-related. So what that really does is it backs up our emergency rooms, and it really prevents us from being able to have the capacity to care for all the other medical problems that we routinely see this time of year. It's also really worrisome with influenza starting to come back.
Right.
So last year we didn't have influenza because people were wearing masks, social distancing, and to your point, they were much more secluded in their homes. So that's really worrisome as we have to take care of those patients as well as the consistently elevated number of COVID patients. People are nervous when they get a cough because, unfortunately, the thing about COVID is we don't know who's going to get sick and who's not. So we're seeing younger patients in our hospital requiring higher levels of care than we did a year ago. And if you look at it, a lot of our older population, they are vaccinated. And so some people don't have any symptoms with COVID, and some people have to be on a respirator, and unfortunately, some people die from COVID. So I think, you know, it's very important that people understand that we want to use testing as a way to protect our population. So if you are sick, we would recommend you get tested so that you can, you know, isolate yourself so you're not spreading it among the community.
You brought up about, unfortunately, the COVID deaths. Are you finding or have you found that people who are passing away who have COVID have, by and large, had pre-existing conditions?
So I think it's shifting. I think that, you know, we do have people who are at risk. Just like if you get pneumonia and you're 80 or 90 years old, your chance of dying from pneumonia is high.
Right.
So we know that COVID can impact anyone. And there are things about COVID that are unique. It causes some clotting disturbances. It can cause people to get bad lung disease. But we can't predict whom. So if you have coexisting conditions, it puts you at a higher risk, yes. But there are people who are 30, 40, and 50 who are healthy that are having really bad outcomes and dying because of COVID.
No one deserves to pass away. I was not even implying that. I merely just wanted to. That's more or less a curiosity that I had because I want everyone to know that pre-existing conditions, if you have them, it is even more important and more urgent that you take all the proper precautions you can. So, Doctor, you are of the opinion, I'm sure, that vaccinations are our best way out. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
This is a big one. This is one that I hear a lot of, and if I'm throwing a lot at you, please tell me
if we're
going a kind of rapid fire here. But people say COVID is not going anywhere. It has been with us and will be with us just as the flu has been. And every year, you know, different variants, because the thing is, variant seems to be the buzzword now. Are we going to see a variant? If we don't see a variant, then we'll be out of the woods. That's what some reports have said. But inevitably, we've seen two major variants with Delta and Omicron. Now, those variants are, correct me if I'm wrong, the same thing that the flu does every year. The flu changes, and which is why the flu vaccine is different every year. Is that correct?
Yes. On the flu vaccine, we try to predict what we think the strain of influenza will be based on the infection rates from the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the big opportunity with COVID is if we're able to vaccinate people and prevent people from becoming as ill, we have an opportunity to decrease the likelihood of new variants over time. So I do think it's important that people also appreciate if you're vaccinated and get COVID, what the research is showing us, and we've been talking with other health systems, is that your risk of being hospitalized or on a ventilator goes down dramatically.
Oh, sure.
So yeah. Even if it doesn't 100% prevent you from getting a COVID infection, it does actually really improve your outcome and the risk that you have of becoming one of those people who are very ill. And I can only reference WellSpan numbers, but right now, 93% of our patients who are on a ventilator with COVID are unvaccinated. 90%, 92% of people in our ICUs with COVID are unvaccinated. Between 88 and 90% of our patients who are in our hospital with COVID are unvaccinated. So it's really telling that if you are unvaccinated, the risk of you having to be in a hospital or on a ventilator from an acute COVID infection is much higher than if you're vaccinated.
Doctor, what do you think when it comes to, and I'm not asking you to get political, certainly I don't want that at all, because I don't think this should have ever been made political, but obviously, as with many things these days, it has. Why do you think that for years and years we've had the flu vaccine and there's not a controversy regarding the flu vaccine, but COVID comes along, we have Operation Warp Speed, we get the vaccine in record time, it has shown and proven its efficacy, but yet there is this massive resistance to it. Can you really put your finger on that?
I wish I could honestly answer. I think there's a lot of misinformation that's been propagated on social media and other networks of communication that didn't exist years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think we as medical professionals have to continue to really try to share facts and information. You're right, I'm not political, honestly. But what I can tell you is right now, if you walk through any of our hospitals, the vast majority of people we're treating are unvaccinated.
Right.
So the studies that have come out have shown that it doesn't impact fertility. It doesn't impact long-term health. We've given over 450 million vaccines in the United States with minimal side effects. And it's our best chance to keep people healthy. We're facing a crisis right now in all of the hospitals and all of the health systems across Pennsylvania because we're caring for so many COVID patients that it's making it difficult to care for the rest of our communities.
And let me ask you one final thing, doctor, because I think that a lot of people are kind of, for lack of a better way of saying it, waiting for the next shoe to drop. When it comes to masks, what we have found is back in May, and I'm sure that the World Health Organization, the CDC, would kind of like to have this one back if they could. It was announced that if you were vaccinated or even had one dose of the vaccine, that you didn't need to wear masks in public settings. And it was a joyous time, and rightfully so. I completely understand. I felt it too. But what winds up happening is it becomes this, everyone takes off their masks pretty much and goes about back to normal, which based on what you heard in the announcement, that's what you would do. However, it was about a week later that was walked back and said, no, we spoke too soon, basically, and that's not how it should be. So my question is, when it comes to masks, I've heard a couple different things. Now, obviously, there is the masks work, masks don't work argument. My question is specifically about this. Whether or not they work, is that determined by, there are people who say, well, when you touch your mask, you have done away with its efficacy, its ability to help you. Or that you should also, if you're not changing your mask every 4 hours or whatever time that this argument would be, that you might as well not wear one at all because it needs to be changed ever so often. What are your responses to those?
Yeah, so masks are actually designed to keep other people safe. So it really is designed to protect the people around you from the droplets that you're sharing when you talk or do other things. So it's a sign of respect to people if you choose to wear a mask, because it really is trying to keep other people safe. So we really want people to, in public settings, to really consider consider wearing a mask regardless of vaccination status. And it's especially important if you're in mixed generational events or you're in areas where people can't be vaccinated. So I think of children who are too young to be vaccinated who may be in daycare, and as they approach the holidays and they're going to see grandparents who may be at higher risk, it's really important that we practice good hand hygiene, masking, and social distancing so we can keep everyone safe during the holidays. We see the spikes. It's not a coincidence that December was both high in 2020 and 2021 for hospitalizations with COVID. People want to be around their families during Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's holidays. And we just want people to think about how to do it as safe as possible.
We've been talking with Dr. Michael Syme. He's the Senior Vice President, Chief Quality Officer for WellSpan Health. The exit question today, I think, is one that is two parts. A is one that everyone wants to know, and B, one that I don't think anyone can answer. But since you're the guest and you're the expert today, I'm going to lay it on you anyway. Is that okay?
I'll do my best.
If things do not, when it comes to people getting vaccinated, if that number does not start to tick up, where do you see us headed? You know, are we going to be back to shutdowns? Are we going to be back to mask mandates? Is life going to go back to the way it was? Or is it just one of those things where we, i.e. you, as in a healthcare provider, are merely going to have to deal with things that are thrown at you as you are now?
So I think what we've seen is we've moved from pandemic to endemic, meaning that this is going to be with us for a period of time. I don't think we can normalize it personally. I think what we have to do is we have to continue to try to encourage people to really decrease the spread of COVID, doing things that they can, ideally vaccination. But also, if people are really not willing to, you know, make sure they're wearing masks, social distancing, and hand washing, I think that until we get to a larger number of vaccinations, we're going to have to deal with COVID being part of our lives and impact that it'll have with unnecessary deaths.
I think the issue now, doctor, and add on to this if you see fit, the issue is not necessarily about preventing COVID anymore. It's more about preventing death from COVID should you get it. Would that be somewhat accurate? Am I in the right book there?
Well, so I think vaccines greatly decrease your risk of getting COVID. I think if you do catch COVID and you are fully vaccinated, your risk of a bad outcome is significantly lower. Mm-hmm. And when I say bad outcome, that means being admitted to a hospital, placed on a ventilator, or in the worst case scenario, dying.
Right.
So I think it's critical that people understand that even if you get COVID, your recovery and the severity of your disease statistically is that if you're vaccinated, your outcome will be better. The duration of your and intensity of your illness will be less.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Michael Syme. He's Senior Vice President, Chief Quality Officer, WellSpan Health. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. I would say I'd love to have you back, but hopefully if we do, it's to discuss something other than COVID, because I think we're all ready for it to be over. So I think the lesson for today is get vaccinated, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I agree. And I hope you all have a happy holiday season.